In late 2018, a survey I collaborated on for the City of Vancouver sought to review why more than half of eligible voters chose not to cast a ballot in that year's municipal election. The top three reasons given by non-voters were not knowing enough about the candidates, 29%, not knowing enough about the campaign issues, 22%, and the presence of too many candidates on the ballot, 20%. Significantly fewer non-voters in Vancouver cited problems such as lack of time, 13%, or simply forgetting to vote, 9%. Similar proportions offered a more disparaging assessment, providing reasons such as lack of concern about the campaign topics, 11%, having a general dislike of politics, 10%, or not liking the candidates who were running, also 10%. The survey shows that the main foe in the battle to boost voter turnout is neither cynicism about politics nor our busy lives, it is confusion. Eligible voters, who participate heavily in provincial and federal elections where they use a pencil to mark an X next to the last name of a person, find it overwhelming to go through a long list of candidates, get acquainted with parties that have existed for weeks or months, and realize that the issues they want addressed require coordination with other levels of government. Some municipal governments are actively trying to motivate voters to cast ballots this year, especially given the sad state of affairs that was evident in 2018. Across British Columbia, voter turnout in the last municipal election was tabled at 42%. Since then, we have had larger province-wide participation rates in the 2020 provincial election, 55%, at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, and two federal elections, 76% in 2019 and 75% in 2021. In Metro Vancouver, only 39% of eligible voters cast a ballot in the 2018 municipal election. Communities such as Belcarra and Bowen Island led the way in turnout, 85% and 67%, respectively, but fewer than 2 in 5 eligible voters participated in Vancouver, 39%, Richmond, 36%, Surrey, 33%, and Burnaby, 32%. In Coquitlam and the City of Langley, mayors and councils were chosen by 1 in 4 eligible voters, 25%. While it is too early to tell how many voters will exercise their franchise this year, there are ways to address some of these recurring problems. The confusion that voters in Vancouver told us about 4 years ago is directly related to the ease in which residents can get on the ballot. A look at the Vancouver's 2018 Voters Guide will outline the educational, jurisdictional, and grammatical challenges of some mayoral contenders. We have consistently found a majority of voters in Vancouver who would like to raise the bar. It is evident that finding 25 friends to sign nomination papers is not a complicated endeavor. We have much to learn from other municipalities that, while having smaller populations, have established higher thresholds for registration. In Winnipeg, mayoral candidates require 250 signatures to be listed on the ballot. In 2018, 4 mayoral candidates in Vancouver received fewer than 250 votes. In addition, a ward system would provide an opportunity for local concerns, particularly in the largest municipalities, to be aired differently in council, much in the same way that the Legislative Assembly or the House of Commons currently function. Residents need to know who can take their cause to the next level. The current at-large system, where every councillor represents everyone, leads to skepticism, communication breakdowns, and stagnation. In August, majorities of voters in Vancouver, 60%, and Surrey, 53%, told research company and Glacier Media that they support abandoning the at-large system. The incoming councils in these two municipalities should study this matter and make a clear proposal to voters. A modification would have a profound effect on the way campaigns are run and slates are put together. Another change that could be helpful is the centralization of debates. Getting all the candidates to participate in every meeting organized by every group is practically impossible. When a contender fails to attend a specific debate, accusations of bias and favoritism proliferate, especially in this era of unbridled social media nastiness. Federal and provincial campaigns coordinate with media outlets to ensure that one or two well-attended meetings take place. This should not be too cumbersome in municipalities like Vancouver or Surrey, if community organizations are willing to work together. Next week, we will know if voters in specific municipalities became more engaged in 2022. Raising the bar for candidate registration, Adopting a ward system for council and centralizing debates are ideas worth exploring. Their implementation could see confused non-voters turning into active participants in democracy by 2026. Mario Canseco is president of ResearchCo.